A charter flight delivered Moderna brand COVID-19 vaccines to the Upper Lynn Canal Tuesday afternoon, and no COVID-19 outbreak followed the disaster in Haines. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. A Tuesday charter flight delivered the first doses of the Moderna brand COVID-19 vaccines to Haines and Skagway. It's the second variant of a COVID-19 vaccine authorized by the FDA for emergency use. In Skagway, the 100-dose first shipment is enough vaccine to inoculate 50 residents. That's 5% of the population, putting the small town well ahead of the national curve on vaccinations. Only about 1% of the nation will be vaccinated in the first wave of shipments. And after a trying year, Clinic Director Estelita Fielding says this is a relief.
Spirits are definitely high. There's a lot of happiness, and there's a lot of laughter today, which is really nice right before the holidays.
The first 20 appointments were scheduled on Wednesday. The remainder will be booked next week.
We're kind of staggering them so that no one group of people is affected unduly. So, for instance, we're doing half of the clinic staff that wanted the vaccine, and then we're going to do the rest next week so that if anybody feels any of the side effects, then we can monitor them and still keep the clinic up and running.
Anyone who gets a shot is monitored for 30 minutes. The clinic is playing it safe after a few healthcare workers reacted to the Pfizer vaccine. The vaccines were developed at an historic pace, so not all the healthcare workers, nursing home residents, and first responders who qualify for a vaccine in the first phase are opting in. But Fielding is. She got her shot Wednesday morning.
It was fine. It was not as painful as some shots out there. We have kind of a running list of the ones that are ouchies, and this was not one of them.
Fielding isn't sure when the clinic's next shipment of vaccines will arrive, but she said the state allows her one order each month, and she's ordering the maximum available doses every chance she gets. Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium was able to vaccinate more than 100 residents in Haines and Klukwan with the Pfizer vaccine last week. Haines Clinic Director Stephanie Patterson says they got about 30 more doses than they expected.
We were really fortunate. The vials are overfilled. Some of the vials are overfilled. It's supposed to get 5 doses out of a vial, and we were averaging 6 to 7 doses out of the vials.
She says they used the extras to vaccinate some elders and residents of Haines Assisted Living. Tuesday afternoon, Haines and Klukwan received 200 doses of the Moderna vaccine as well. Patterson says those are for vaccinating people over 70 next week. Both the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines are authorized for emergency use by federal regulators. As of Wednesday, the state's Department of Health and Social Services reports just under 9,000 Alaskans have been vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine. Haines officials had many concerns over the past few weeks. Relief workers poured in from around the state to assist with the December 2nd landslide disaster. And that led to fears of an outbreak of COVID-19 at the same time, as some 50 households had to evacuate. But so far, that hasn't happened. In terms of COVID-19 cases, Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan have been relatively lucky compared to the rest of the state and the nation. So far, there have only been a handful of symptomatic cases and no fatalities or hospitalizations. But when a 200-year storm hit Haines, causing devastating landslides and infrastructure damage, officials feared that could change.
We have a lot of support coming in from outside of our community. Remember, there's a lot of COVID outside of our community.
That's Interim Borough Manager Aleka Fullerton during the emergency, reminding a crowded room full of evacuees and volunteers to be careful.
So when you see people you don't know, maybe stay a little further away from them. Make sure you have a mask on. We really want to keep you guys safe. But we have these overlapping emergencies, so we have to be very vigilant.
It's been nearly 3 weeks since that afternoon, and public health officials now say, so far, so good.
We were very fearful that we would be seeing COVID outbreaks.
That's Haines Clinic Director Stephanie Pattison. She says the conditions were ripe for the coronavirus to spread through the stricken town.
Because there was a lot of communal eating with those who were displaced. Meetings were packed. So there was social distancing was not able to be followed strictly during this time.
Only three Haines residents have tested positive for the coronavirus since the December 2nd disaster, according to state data. But according to the Haines Emergency Operations Center, those people just have Haines addresses. None are actually in town. The U.S. Congress has appropriated more than $3.6 million to monitor transboundary watersheds and diplomatic efforts in cross-border negotiations with Canada. The lion's share of that money will go to the U.S. Geological Survey for pollution monitoring and cleanup projects. The money is not exclusive to Alaska transboundary watersheds or mining concerns, but is spent at the discretion of the federal agency. The funding also stipulates greater coordination with Native tribes in Southeast Alaska and Northern Montana, where the majority of those transboundary watersheds lie. The Central Council of Tlingit and Haida has been collecting baseline water quality data since 2015 on the Taku and Stikine rivers, as well as sampling of other southeast rivers that are downstream from mines in British Columbia. Appropriations for water quality monitoring have been a regular feature of congressional appropriations bills since 2016, when Congress set aside $120,000 for water quality monitoring on the Unic River. New to the 2021 appropriations bills is $500,000 for the U.S. State Department to address outstanding transboundary watershed and mining concerns. Environmental groups have been pushing for federal involvement in international transboundary watershed negotiations and monitoring. The funding was approved as part of a larger appropriations bill passed by Congress on December 21st. It awaits President Trump's signature. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.